The attraction and romance of working from home. Today, from the moment I woke up, which was ridiculous, 6:30 after going to bed at 1:30, to now, pretty much, almost 5 p.m, I have been glued to a screen. I have done one dog walk. I have had one bath. I think I've been to the toilet once. And I've had a very quick breakfast and a light lunch. The whole rest of the time I've been sat in a cheap old swivel chair, staring at two screens, sometimes through blurry eyes at the same time. And I just have to get outside. It's crazy. I've seen the sun come and go. I've seen dark clouds pass overhead. It's just, oh, there's still a patch of blue. We don't have many good days left, do we? I should be abandoning such extreme work. But I can't, because I've got so much to catch up on. Must have had 50 emails to respond to today, even if it's just responding with a delete button, because it's Twitter telling me the direct message has come through or something like that. But yeah, I'm going to set aside a little bit of time right now to enjoy myself. And how am I going to enjoy myself? I'm going to let off some steam, in a safe and controlled manner, of course, and go for a ride through the woods and onward to who knows where on the motorbike. There is nothing I like more. Turning off all devices, visor down or up, depending on the weather, and just your own thoughts and the road in front of you. And of course, the rumble of an engine. But that's one of the bonus bits in my mind. So, I'm going out to play. Make sure that if you are or have been staring at a screen for a long period of time, you peel yourself away to do something you enjoy. Otherwise, you will go insane. Believe me. Laters. Oh yeah. Onward ho!